So PAX is coming to Boston.
2010. Is it 2010 or 2010?
Okay, that's not important at all.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's in March, right?
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Well, we can't go to that. I mean, what if we're in grad school? The situation has not changed.
What if it's during, like, spring break?
That's like 1 week. I don't want to waste my whole week.
You call that wasting a week?
Yeah, kind of. September 1st, 2008.
Yeah, I just realized we should grab something to drink before we started.
Well, too late now. We're Well, welcome to September. Although, actually, it's right now. It's August 31st.
You know, about time this goes up.
But yeah, so it's kind of weird. But what do you think of September so far?
It's fine.
Any message for our future self you want to tell yourself about this September? What, wrap up August, your future self.
Oh, August. August was pretty good. I enjoyed August.
You enjoyed August 2008? Much better than August 2007.
I'd say so.
Okay. All right, everyone. We're going to have a great show. We're going to start off with news. Then we're going to go on to the Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz. The short answer question, answer or die, where I'll ask AJ rapid-fire questions and give him only 5 seconds to answer. And then we're going to go on to our week in gaming and talk about what we've been playing. A lot of Castle Crashers talk there, I imagine.
Yep.
Then we're going to go into the weekly game releases, starting with the downloadable game releases and, you know, more normal retail stuff. Then we'll go into the 4-on-1 Vania's top 10 list, this week done by Mark Somala.
Yes.
Yes, Derek must be off doing something. I don't know.
Right.
But you know, he wouldn't let us know, that's for sure. And then we'll go into the mail barrel, and that'll be the whole show. So why don't you get started with the news?
Okay. So first, I'm going to start with a quote.
Okay. That's not news. That's a quote.
This is from
Peter. Is it going to be like from Socrates?
No. Oh. It is from Peter Dill, who I believe he's the head of marketing for the PlayStation brand in North America.
Oh, is this another thing where you're going to talk like Sony for no reason?
A little bit.
What?
So he said to Steven Totila at E3 2008, after they announced the 80-gigabyte PlayStation 3, quote, "There will be one model of the PS3 going forward," end quote. So 1 month later at the game convention in Leipzig, Germany, Sony announced the 160-gigabyte SKU. This will include Uncharted, a voucher to download Pain, and a DualShock 3 controller for $499.99, and presumably, although I don't think this has been 100% confirmed, will not have the backwards compatibility. It'll be just like the 80.
Well, wait, this is $499?
Yeah, so...
This thing has three times as much space as the one I got like 2 years ago, if that, and it's freaking... $100 cheaper,
but you don't have backwards compatibility. But it does come with.
I do have a PS2.
It comes with two games and the better controller.
Comes with a really good game and like one. Man, what?
You know, Pain was created entirely by like marketing people.
Yes, but Uncharted's great.
Yeah, Uncharted's a great game.
I don't know. Like, it kind of seems like a pretty good SKU, though. I know you're trying to complain about.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind that at all. It's just I just really find it funny that Sony has no idea what's going on within their own company.
You need a PS3. This might not be a bad choice for you getting Uncharted.
Well, no, you know what I found out though? You can get like the 60 gigs for like $350 on Amazon or not Amazon, eBay.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Well, I don't have a PS2.
Get a PS2 by itself for $50 somewhere.
Yeah, but then that's like $50 that could go towards the PS3.
Oh, I don't know what you want, AG. Everyone has a PS2 except for you. What happened to your PS2?
I sold it to get my PS3 before it got stolen.
Big mistake. You see, I held on to mine. I don't even have that thin PS2 thing. Look at that thing over there.
Yeah,
look at it. It is a fucking black brick. Okay?
Yeah.
Got a little red light up there and a blue memory card. It's the only thing on it that's not black and beastly-like.
Well, if I wanted to get a new PS2, I could get the new slightly rejiggered version coming soon to the U.S.
Why did you say rejiggered?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Reconfigured. It's a word.
Did say reconfigured?
I don't know.
Rejiggered is not a word.
I'm pretty... Well, it's slang, at least.
It's not a word. I learned English, Ash guy.
So did I.
Not only have I never heard the word... Rejiggered. I don't know what to jigger is.
Look it up later.
I am jiggering about.
Yes,
this podcast is one giant jigger.
Yes. Now it sounds derogatory when you say that.
Well, anyway. What to who? To you? I hope so.
Anyway.
What?
The new PS2 model isn't significantly different. Basically, it uses less power consumption.
You mean PSP?
No, PS2.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, it uses a different AC adapter. Like, it doesn't have a brick in it. Okay. That's pretty much it.
Was it coming bundled with
anything? Nothing. It's just the system, no price drop, nothing. So, really, not a huge deal, but it's there. There is, yes, a new PSP as well that's been announced at Game Convention. The PSP 3000.
I heard it has worse battery life.
Yes, well, it has,
new feature.
It has a much brighter screen with less reflective glare on it. I mean, when you look at the side-by-side comparison pictures, it looks fantastic. But yes, that brighter screen sucks the already low battery life of the PSP 2000 down by about another 30 minutes, I believe the report said.
I got my PSP charging right now.
Yep. Also, the system will have it where it has that like kind of home button, because now that they have home coming and that will cause confusion, it's actually like the PS button.
That was like a rumored feature for like a month, I think.
Yeah,
which is strange. So I
it's
guess
not really
that
a feature. They just relabeled a button.
Okay,
people were really confused by that online. Some people were like, "What does this PlayStation button mean?" I'm like, "It's just the home button." It also has a built-in mic to use, like with that Skype thing and what have
That's
you.
That's cool. Too bad. Games probably can't take advantage of that.
I don't know if they can or not.
Well, no,
there is an external mic they sell separately, too.
Yeah,
so.
Still.
And for whatever reason, the metal ring on the back of the system is thinner.
Okay.
But what's cool is, in Japan, Sony partnered with some Japanese Wi-Fi company that, in most of the major cities, has like complete Wi-Fi coverage to give free Wi-Fi to PSP users. So like combined with Skype, it's almost like a free cell phone.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, really, Game Convention itself at Leipzig, not a lot of OMG stuff came out of it.
Well, things never do. I think I was kind of glad this year people weren't expecting announcements.
Yeah, it was really just more the biggest announcement really was that we got the first gameplay video of Heavy Rain, which is being made by the people.
What is Heavy Rain?
It's the guys who made Indigo Prophecy / Fahrenheit, and they claim to have conquered the Uncanny Valley. I saw the gameplay video. It looks really good. I don't know if it's we beat the Uncanny Valley. OMG, this is photorealistic. But it looks really good, and I'm sure it'll be a fun game.
There's a lot of fun, you know, videos coming out of GDC.
GC.
What?
GC. It's just Game Convention.
What's GDC?
That's the Game Developers Conference in March.
Man, whatever.
I know. Well, to make it worse, there's the GCDC, which is held before the GC, which is the Games Convention's Developers Conference.
Okay.
Where, actually, at that, I'll mention this, Steve Perry, who is better known as the creator of Earthworm Jim and Shiny Entertainment, gave the keynote this year. He's out working in Korea on MMOs there and bringing them to America, where he is now a firm believer that soon all video games, not just PC games, all video games will be on free-to-play models.
Interesting.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I really doubt that. I could see that happening for PC, as I'll get into when I talk about what I've been playing this week. But yeah, I don't think that'll happen on consoles anytime soon.
This is the guy who made two good Earthworm Jim games and then won.
MDK.
Okay, MDK was kind of fun.
And then hasn't really done anything since. So yeah. Moving on. So in a bit of a surprise move, Ryan Payton has actually left Kojima Productions.
Yeah, what the heck is that? I guess
he cited personal reasons with his mother, so you know, we wish him well with that. I know what that's like. He's gonna go back to the States and, you know, hopefully find work somewhere else, and he'll, you know, keep doing what he does. So yeah, good luck to him. He regrets not being able to continue working on Metal Gear games or whatever else Kojima might be doing, but he says, you know, he's sure they'll do a good job. I think hopefully his influence will be left behind, like as far as looking at Western game design and that company goes. So, mission accomplished, sir. Well done.
I guess so. Yes. We all enjoyed Metal Gear Solid 4.
All right, I'll get it out of the way. Rock Band DLC news.
Oh, not all this like album crap.
Yeah,
just go ahead.
No,
just
not all of it. There are albums announced. You can look those up. Whatever. There was supposed to come out this past week a Rush album, Moving Pictures. However, it got delayed due to technical reasons, which I really don't understand what those could be.
I doubt there are anything but technical reasons.
But like, what technical, like how is this different from anything else they've released? I don't know. So it got pushed back to an unannounced date. Could be a few weeks, they said. More importantly, I think this is really cool. They announced at PAX the PAX Pack, which will feature three songs by kind of big PAX-centric artists. A song by Jonathan Coulton called Skullcrusher Mountain. Song by MC Frontalot featuring Brad Sucks called Living on the Corner of Dudes and Catastrophe. And a track from Darkest of the Hillside Thickets called Shh.
It's called Shh.
Yeah, it's called
Shh. That's not a song title.
Shh.
That's a Shh. That's an onomatopoeia or something like that.
Whatever. It's spelled S-H-H-H dot dot dot.
Well, there's no vowels.
Whatever.
This is our hit song. Shh. That is stupid.
Okay. Well, here's what's cool. Each of these songs, yeah, they'll be 99 cents, or you could get all three for $3, which really isn't anything. But all the proceeds from this pack, from now till the holidays, will go directly towards Child's Play.
Okay.
So, you know, that's nice. I just wanted to alert people to that. Also, I'm excited. It has been confirmed that to the Japanese XBLA, and presumably then to America, Meteos is confirmed with an all-new multiplayer mode to boot.
Is it? Meteos was so fast-paced, though. Like, you kind of needed that stylus, well, I thought.
I think the way it's going to control, from what I read, is similar to the way Poker Smash controls. Have you played that?
Not really.
You move with the left stick, your cursor, and you swap with the right stick, as opposed to pushing like buttons and stuff. It works really well. I think it'll happen.
Well, okay.
I'm
think
happy.
That works.
I love Meteos.
I liked Meteos.
This is odd. Square Enix is apparently making a friendly takeover bit of Tecmo.
Hey, why not?
Again, well, Tecmo's like kind of in an odd place right now because they had the whole thing with Itagaki, and he's suing them, they're suing him, all that's going on. Then the president of Tecmo actually ended up resigning from the company for what he cited as personal reasons. So
they're in a vulnerable state right now.
Exactly. So, I mean, who was it that Square Enix took over last?
Enix?
No, that before it was
it was a merger.
Was it Bandai?
I don't know.
No, they're with Namco. They took someone small and it worked fine. Yeah. Okay. Dragon Age, when it comes out, this is cool. Because BioWare's had a history with Baldur's Gate, and then with Neverwinter Nights releasing really deep tool sets with their games, and since they went on this kind of console kick, there hasn't been anything like that. But Dragon Age will ship with a tool set, since that is more of a PC-centric game.
Right.
Have you seen much in this game?
Not really.
I saw some videos released out of the games convention, and it's neat because depending on where you pull the camera to, like, you zoom it out, it looks like Baldur's Gate. You zoom it down, it looks like sci-fi Mass Effect. But it plays more like Baldur's Gate with, you know, pause, issue commands, and everything.
But wait, it's an MMO, though, right?
No. It's a single-player RPG.
Why did I think this was an MMO?
They're making an MMO, which is all but confirmed to be a KOTOR MMO.
I thought they were making a game called Dragon Age Online or something like that.
No, it's called Dragon Age Origins. It got a new subtitle added onto it a few weeks ago.
I always thought this was an online game, so it's not.
It won't even have multiplayer.
Is it actually Forgotten Realms?
No, it's their own setting.
Okay. There you go.
All right. So Starduck made two announcements this week. The first, Sins of a Solar Empire is getting the first of three Minions expansions. This one's called Entrenchment. Some of the new features it adds, they're adding like these cool like orbital platforms that are basically mini Death Stars for defense, upgradable turrets for all of your ships and units like that. They're doing these mini expansions as opposed to one big expansion to give consumers choice, because a lot of people buy an expansion pack and don't end up using all the content. So they're each $10 as opposed to one $30 expansion. Also, I want to get your thoughts on this. They have the Gamer's Bill of Rights that their company will now be adhering to, and they feel all companies should be adhering to. So let us go through this.
Interesting.
It's a list of 10 rights that we should have as gamers. Number one, gamers shall have the right to return games that don't work with their computers for a full refund.
Games that don't work?
Like, if you buy a game and find out, like, oh, it's not compatible with my graphics card, you should be able to take it back, even though you open it,
because it doesn't work.
You disagree?
No, you know what your requirements are. You research that stuff.
But like,
whose fault is that?
Well, it's more for the casual people who don't realize this stuff.
You gotta look into it. You can't, I mean, come on. Casual person buying, like, what, Crysis? You gotta look at your requirements. I don't agree with that.
You have a problem with someone buying something that doesn't work and then taking it back to the store?
They can probably get a refund, or at least store credit. I don't know if they can get money refund.
Well, they're saying you should be able to.
Well, okay, I'm saying it's probably not going to happen.
All right, well, they're doing it, so
that's good for them.
Gamers shall have the right to demand that games be released in a finished state.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Okay. Gamers shall have the right to expect meaningful updates after a game's release. I don't know about that.
No, I don't know if they have...
I think that's nice.
It's nice, you can't expect that. I mean, for something like Dragon Age, I kind of understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Number four, gamers shall have the right to demand that download managers and updaters not force themselves to run or be forced to load in order to play a game.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Like right now, like this is whenever you play Spore, like the EA downloader like just opens in the background for no reason. Annoying. Yeah, I hate that. Number five, gamers shall have the right to expect that the minimum requirements for a game will mean that the game will play adequately on that computer. I like that. Because I've like met like a game's minimum requirements and like I'm playing it and it looks like crap.
Sounds good to me.
Number six, gamers shall have the right to expect that games won't install hidden drivers or other potentially harmful software without their consent.
Well, I guess I like that. No, I
disagree. Well, there's that whole rootkit debacle. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Gamers shall have the right to re-download the latest versions of the games they own at any time.
Wait, what?
It's saying like like Steam does and their thing Impulse. You know, you could delete a game and then you re-download it later, and you're downloading like the latest version. You don't have to like repatch it and everything too.
Okay.
Eight, gamers shall have the right to not be treated as potential criminals by developers or publishers.
Like what?
This ties into their, like, Stardock's whole anti-DRM stance, where, like, the DRM is so restrictive and it screws over legitimate customers, but pirates get around it easily anyway.
Well, I don't know. Pirating, it is a problem. That's the thing.
Oh, I know. But it's just saying, like, the DRM should not be designed in a way that, like, not only does it, like, screw over the legitimate consumers, but then like the companies are unwilling to work with the legitimate consumers.
No, because who's legitimate?
Well, exactly. So it's like guilty till proven innocent. Well, I mean, I if you want to put DRM, that's fine. But I think when you have a widespread issue that is affecting the legitimate consumers, you need to do something about it.
Well, yeah, that's a whole another issue.
Yeah. Number nine, gamers shall have the right to demand that a single player game not force them to be connected to the internet every time they wish to play.
Okay.
That's good. And 10, gamers shall have the right that games which are installed to the hard drive shall not require CD or DVD to remain in the drive to play. I like that.
I don't know if that's a right. That's a nice feature to me. That's not a right.
Yeah. I have an expectation. I think that single player games might require the DVD. It's nice when they don't.
It went better than I thought. I didn't like the first one. I didn't like where this was going.
Right.
Okay, so those are the Bill of Rights.
Yes. Huzzah, huzzah.
Not pretentious at all, but okay.
Left 4 Dead on the Xbox 360, in addition to getting some nice console-specific tweaks and controls, like they're adding a quick turnaround button, I guess. But the game's going to have dedicated servers for online play, which...
On a 360?
Yeah,
that's sort of uncommon, right?
Yeah, well, it seems like people have asked a lot of devs, like Epic and Bungie, like, hey, can we get dedicated servers? And they're like, no, it's really hard to do, and it's a technical limitation. They give a lot of excuses for it.
A lot of Sony online games do have dedicated
servers. Yeah, so it's cool to see that Valve's finally... They've said, you know, because it's only four players. Well, no, I guess it's more with the boss characters. They said, everyone playing online? Dedicated server. So that's good.
Did they say it in that cocky manner like you just did?
No.
Because I might have wanted to punch him in the face.
No, I did that.
I know. Makes me want to punch him in the face.
I know. Okay, so Castle Crashers, speaking of a game that could maybe use dedicated servers. The devs are aware of the connection issues, patches coming. They said that it's something they honestly never found in testing and to this day still won't encounter. But what I've noticed is, like, I played it online with you and Chris from Pittsburgh to Youngstown, and it was fun. And as soon as I tried to play some friends from Texas and San Francisco, we had problems galore. So I'm sure it's a distance thing, you know?
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, it hasn't affected me at all, but I haven't had problems yet.
Yeah.
It sucks if people are.
Will you try to play with anyone besides me?
No, not anyone too far away.
Yeah, so I think it must be a distance-related issue.
So that's it.
Stalker Clear Sky, the prequel to Stalker, was supposed to come out September 5th. It's been pushed back to the 15th for a printing error. Apparently, they forgot to put the CD keys in the boxes.
It's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
That attacks my gaming bill of rights.
Yeah, it does.
I have the right to something, whatever.
The question up in the air still is, Steam still lists the game as coming September 6th. So, they don't know if that's going to get pushed back as well.
It might, and just for fairness.
Yeah, that should it, though? The game's done.
Well, because retailers will be pissed off because then
that's exactly the reason to stop it. Yeah, but I mean, I think a game like Stalker's in a position where it's not going to sell like a bajillion copies anyway. It'll probably do better as a digitally distributed title.
And I think you can just wait.
Yeah.
It's just Stalker.
So this is cool. With the upcoming Red Alert 3 sometime in October, EA has released the original Red Alert for free on their website, so you can go download it.
When did that game come out?
Mid-90s.
Okay.
You can also, I believe if you pre-order the game, you get Red Alert 2 for free as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one had all, that was the first game to do like the campy live action. Well, I think actually Command Conquer 2 was, but this one did them as well.
They always had those.
They had a guy cast as Einstein. I don't think the first ones did. I don't think they were big enough to like afford actors.
Oh, okay. I assume they weren't actors.
Did you see the actors?
I thought they were just people from the studio.
It might be. Did you see the people who are in 3 though?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got Tim Curry as the head of the Russians, and Sulu's in there as the head of the Japanese. J.K. Simmons is the president of the United States. Yeah. I kind of want this game now just for the cutscenes.
Star-studded cast.
It is. Yeah. And the last item I have here. So Activision announced that Ghostbusters would not be one of the titles they're picking up from Sierra. Then the developers, whose names I forget, said, don't worry, the game's still being worked on. But apparently GameStop's freaking out and canceling Ghostbusters pre-orders, despite featuring it on the cover in Game Informer.
I hope they don't know something we don't know.
Yeah, I kind of really want to play this game.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about its future right now. Hopefully everything is well.
Yeah. And that's the news.
Okie dokie.
To the quiz.
Yep, to the quiz. Great Canadian Mike Sports Gaming Quiz.
All right. Question number one.
Yo.
Spores, gold. No. Name another Will Wright game.
Any?
Yeah, any game that Will Wright had a hand in.
SimCity 2000.
That works.
Okay, dokie.
I would have accepted Raid on Bungling Bay, SimCity, SimCity 2000, SimCity 3000, not 4 or SimCity Societies. Sim Earth, Sim Life, Sim Copter, Sim Ant, or The Sims, but not Sims 2 or Sims 3.
Okay, dokie.
Good job.
Yes.
Number two. Fable 2 is almost gold. Supposedly hours or days away from being gold at this point. Name another Peter Molyneux game.
Black and White.
Correct. Yay. I would have accepted The Entrepreneur, Druids 2, Fusion, Populous, Powermonger, Populous 2, Syndicate, Theme Park, Magic Carpet. Oh, he made that game. That's a great game. High Octane, Gene Wars, Dungeon Keeper, Black and White, Fable, Fable of the Lost Chapters, The Movies, Black and White 2, or The Movies, Stunts and Effects.
I didn't know you made Dungeon Keeper.
And Black and White Battle of the Gods. Yeah, that was a good game, remember that?
Yeah.
Number three, NHL 2K9 has gone gold.
Oh, God.
If I told you that this game comes out on Dreamcast Day, when's it coming out?
September 9th?
Yeah.
1999?
Well, no, 2008.
All right. I'm feeling good. I feel like somebody's getting sick of writing the quiz every week.
You sense a theme in these questions.
Yes.
Number four. Okay. Warhammer Age of Reckoning has gone gold. It's developed by EA Mythic, formerly Mythic Studios. What was their last MMO?
Oh, God. Wait. No, wait, yeah. Dark Age of Camelot.
Correct!
Yes, I played Dark Age of Camelot.
I know, that was a good game.
Dark Age of Camelot was the first time I played, but that game was sweet.
I'm very intrigued by Warhammer Online. I really hope they do a trial of it at some point,
because
it sounds really good.
All right, so I got four, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Number five. Crisis Warhead has...
Gone platinum.
No, gold. Name one of the four attributes that can be enhanced by your exosuit in Crisis.
Strength.
Yes.
Man. Someone is sick of doing the quiz.
The other three are speed, stealth, and defense.
I just want it back right there, right?
Yeah, here's the bonus question.
Oh, man.
Where did the term gone gold come from?
Let's see. Where did that term come from? Well, I don't know. I know the Master Disc actually looks gold.
It is gold.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, they would print it onto a gold master, and then all the...
Oh, it would actually be gold?
Yeah, and then all of the... because it's, high quality. And then all of the production copies are copied from that gold master.
You don't have to give me that point, because I was just kind of fishing. I'll take my five.
All right.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now it's time to answer or die.
Oh, dear.
Die. Can you do, an echo, or should we just use my echo?
Just use your echo, I think.
Die. Okay, I'm going to ask you questions. Basically, until I get bored of thinking of new ones.
Okay.
And you have 5 seconds to answer. And if you don't answer, I'll kill you. If you answer, if the answer is inadequate, I might just punch you.
Okay.
All right. Favorite Dreamcast game? 5, 4, 3,
Soul
2,
Calibur.
1. Soul Calibur 1?
Yeah.
That's your favorite Dreamcast?
I played that probably.
We love
the
Dreamcast.
I know, and that's a great game.
That's your favorite one? Come on. What about all the Sonic Adventure and Monster?
Yeah.
I was a Capcom 2. I know you didn't like it much. Sonic Amiga. I think I like the Dreamcast more than you did when I think about it.
It's possible. I don't know.
I mean,
I like Soul Calibur. I played a lot of Soul Calibur.
It's just Soul Calibur
I like 100% of the game.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. What's your favorite Saturn game? Five.
Panzer Dragoon. Five.
Okay. One?
Yeah.
Just one?
Just I think what really made that game for me was the use of music. Like, it had the full orchestra, and I was like,
ah. Yeah, that was really special back then. I need to play. I want to play some more Saga. Yeah.
Oh, well, Saga?
We have one, too. Yeah, that is a. It was a cool game. It was a really good looking game, especially for back then.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think what other Saturn games were really fantastic. I mean, I like the Clockwork. There's a lot of games for Saturn I kind of liked.
Yeah, like a stall.
Yeah, there's a lot of games I liked, but probably wouldn't say they were amazing.
Yeah.
Bug! Bug! Because it was exclamation point.
Yes.
You get. Favorite game protagonist? 5, 4,
protagonist.
3.
Oh, Jesus.
2.
I'm going to get hit.
1.
Sonic the Hedgehog. That was the first one to come to my mind, I guess. Why am I getting punched? Son of a bitch! That hurt!
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That was the first one that entered my mind.
That's what you get for the...
Oh, I take it back. I thought of a better one.
The past 10 years, ad guy.
Manny Calavera is my answer.
Okay, that's better.
I don't know. This is hard. Yeah, I panic.
I know you do.
I'm going to panic even more now that I know that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, did I not tell you that you would get punched?
Yeah, but...
You're lucky you answered at all, because if you didn't, you would just die.
I know. I'm afraid to know what happened.
Man.
If that happens.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, yeah, maybe if we were in 1995, AJ, so okay, would be really cool.
All right, I said Manny Calavera. I switched it.
Okay. Favorite gaming antagonist? 5.
Favorite gaming
4,
antagonist.
3, 2, 1.
Bats.
Okay, let's go. Come
no,
on.
No, let me justify. In every video game, bats are always the most annoying villains in the games.
They're hardly antagonists.
Yes, they are.
Like minions. I still want to punch you.
No. I think that's a legitimate answer.
He looks so afraid right now. Okay, I won't punch you just right now.
Great.
I don't know, AJ. I think you were fishing there. You just freaked out.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Favorite gaming website? 5, 4,
one
three.
Up.
Correct answer was the Exploding Barrel Podcast. One up. I was just reading. There are a lot of some people are starting to complain about the one man reviews in EGM.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, people.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you think?
Well, don't they just do it for the smaller games?
Well, not really. They kind of say that. But I mean, like Tiger Woods got a one man review. And
what
like
else is someone going to say? Yeah, it's golf, and you know, it does this.
You get 3. I don't know. Surely you see a point to all that.
I mean, if you really want a lot of reviews, go read more reviews on other websites.
Aren't you clever? Go to GameRankings.com. Go to his website, Aggregators. What is that what they call them?
Yes, Aggregators.
Aggregators?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that way we can all put all our emphasis onto that, and then people won't get their bonuses unless they get a 80% on Game Rankings.
Did you read the Sore Thumbs blog? Shoe,
yes.
And Crispin do it together.
Actually, I'm actually going to write a report on the corruption in the gaming industry for my one English class.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, do you have enough of answer or die today?
Yeah, so I get this next week now. But I'm going to be in Pittsburgh, so how do I punch you?
I guess you can't.
Damn, I'm just going to punch. You're just saving him. You're just going to get punched. I'll record it when I get back.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. Well, you got punched for the first time. But you're still alive.
Yeah.
So, not too bad. Okay, why don't we move along? Our week in gaming. Wow, this is kind of 2 weeks because we weren't here last week.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for, like, giving us our vacation, everybody.
Well,
it was just a bad week.
Well, we were both starting school and you were away and you're sitting up in a new place. It was an awkward time.
Yeah.
Well, Castle Crashers came out.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, it's everything. I wanted it to be like an old school Turtles kind of, you know, beat 'em up, and it is. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
And the slight RPG elements make it a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got a great art style. Music's good.
And it's legitimately funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious, actually. Our first experience of playing it, we played an online game. I was in Pittsburgh. You were here with Chris and our friend Perry. And in that instance, the online was working, and it works well.
Yeah,
it feels like I'm playing right there with you guys. There's no lag or anything.
Mm-hmm. No, it went really well. It's fun. We got 4 people, too.
Yeah, that was good times.
Especially when you're all one of the knights.
I also like how it basically, it's like independent files for each character.
Yeah.
So like I have like the online character I play with you, the online character I play with everybody else, and my single player character.
And that's what I do. Plus, you know, there's a lot of characters to unlock too, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have Alien Hominid, because
I think you just need achievements from that game, so I need to play it here for a little bit before I leave.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it was because I beat the game on like super hard mode, but no. I have him, which is fine. He has a cool magic attack. He just shoots, you know, his blaster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fine. And there's a lot of characters. There are a lot of characters to unlock. I have the Grey Knight right now. I have
like some of the enemies unlocked.
Yeah, some of like the generic enemies you get and stuff like that. So yeah, that's really neat. I wonder if you can unlock the king. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I bet you can.
Unlock a lot of enemies by beating the game with certain people and stuff like that. So you get like Ninja and Black Knight and stuff like that.
Cool.
But yeah, it's been a really fun game and I've been enjoying playing through it. 2 weeks ago, I found Puzzle Quest for $11. Did I talk about Puzzle Quest at all?
I think he did.
Maybe.
I think we did talk about it.
Did we at some point?
Yeah.
Well, I've been playing it nonstop, I should say.
You really like it.
Like, on level 31, I think. It's a great game to just, whenever you have a second to play it. It's very good. You know, go put it in sleep mode, bring it out.
I saw it at the Target in Pittsburgh also for $11. I should have got it.
It's a lot of fun.
We could actually play a PSP game multiplayer.
Yeah, true.
That'd be crazy.
It would be. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting. But I think it's a lot of fun. I've been enjoying Puzzle Quest. I know, again, I'm like a year late on this, if not more.
Well, I've been accepted into the beta for Battlefield Heroes. Can't really talk about it because of NDAs.
Is there NDAs?
Yes.
I played it.
Yeah, you played it too.
Okay, so
you could give some very general... If it's been shown in a video, I guess you can talk about it.
I got nothing to say.
I'll just go. The character creation's really cool.
Yeah,
they have a character creation trailer you can check out, but it works well. You can make some neat characters. I've made like MacManus, my gunner, who like looks all Scottish and stuff, and Schottler, who looks like Hitler.
I'll tell you one thing I don't like. It's tanks. Like, you think a tank would shoot a guy and they die.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Oh, God.
It's gameplay.
Yeah, I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, just don't say anything. We'll say this. It's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of balance issues that hopefully will get worked out.
Okie dokie.
There's a lot of stuff missing from the beta, too, and there's only two maps.
Yeah, you level up, but it doesn't really seem to be for anything.
They're going to add... There's something called hero points coming to the game, I believe.
Hero points!
But when you level up, it does go... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun!
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. I also played... Oh, look what I've done.
Just keep going.
Well, go softer. I feel like you're being loud. They've released a new online trading card game for Star Wars Galaxies. I played... Like, you can download it for free and you get a free starter deck, then you gotta, like, buy the boosters. But it's really good. I mean, as far as, like, TCG rules go, it's really solid. You need to try it and play online. It's cool. He's still going. I've also been playing, this is kind of out there, but...
You go on Audacity. I always worry. You should...
Oh, yeah, we should, like, check. It's been a while. Oh,
yeah, okay,
we're still good.
Recording.
We've had some issues in the past. So...
I don't know, wait. This card game thing, so it's free?
Yeah, like the starter deck is free, and it's got
Is it really have anything to do with Star Wars Galaxies, or is it just they're using that?
No, the tie-in is that if you have an active Galaxies account, you get a free booster every month.
Okay.
But, like, you know, it's got a really good tutorial that teaches you the game, and it's really fun.
Okay.
Also, Wizards of the Coast released a Facebook app, of all things, called Dungeons & Dragons Tiny Adventures. As it is right now, it's kind of spotty because there's server issues. It's, like, more popular than they thought. But it's really fun.
Yeah,
you've played a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
You, like, create a character.
You don't really create a character. You pick.
Yeah, it's pretty limited. Send them off on adventures. I guess it sounds like a stripped-down version of the Crystal Chronicle game on the WiiWare.
Well, maybe.
Sending out adventurers and just waiting for them to come back.
I mean, there's not much
I haven't played that.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
It does roll dice for you, basically.
Yeah, and you equip your character and you can drink some potions and buff your friends. But it's really fun.
It's fun.
For what it is.
You buff me lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better.
What else do you play?
I played Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, I don't have much to say beyond the demo. Obviously, I like all the new features a lot. Real-time stats, I like seeing sort of the ball tracking when you're on your swing.
Mm-hmm.
Going through career mode is good. I did the whole game face thing. That thing never seems to work right.
We need to try it with like a high-res digital camera shots, proper lighting.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it'll work better.
It's like too much trouble. But, you know, it's fun. And like I said, gameplay is really good, solid. Courses look good. character models still don't look very good. Clothing textures are bad.
I remember this game looking better when, like, the first one came out.
Yeah, these games have not gotten graphical updates like Madden has at all.
It needs it next year, I think.
It does need some sort of graphical update because it's not looking, it's not holding up to other games at all. But it's fun. I haven't tried online yet because I had to make, like, an EA account. I don't want to.
I did it a while ago for something.
Sounds annoying. It's, I don't want to.
Yeah, it is dumb how you have to do that, but you do it once and it's good forever, so just do it.
Whatever.
So I rented and played Looney Tunes Cartoon Conductor.
Oh, God.
This
is exciting.
No, it's actually a very interesting evolution of Elite Beat Agent-style gameplay, where instead of tapping the sequences, you have to drag. Now, the only flaw in it is, for one, like, the music, which... I mean, worked well in the context of the game. It's kind of lacking in defined rhythm. It's all orchestral stuff.
Isn't it classical music?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the Brunhilde, Ride of the Valkyries thing and all that. And the spacing of the dots on screen don't actually correlate to timing. So it kind of throws you off. It's hard to explain, but you notice it when you play it.
Okie doke.
But it's still not bad. I returned it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you really like Looney Tunes, not a bad way.
Who really likes Looney Tunes?
The graphics
anymore?
And animation are actually really good.
You play anything else?
Don't think so.
Tales of Vesperia came out. I keep thinking, like, man. And it's getting, like, pretty good reviews for Tales of
Symphonia. It just doesn't appeal to me.
I love Tales of Symphonia. I know you don't care at all.
Yeah.
I know you don't. Well, okay, why don't we move along?
All right. To the downloads. On the WiiWare, we had a game called Helix released. It's some kind of rhythm music game.
Okie, that's fine. That's all we need.
Yeah, on the Virtual Console. Ease Book 1 and 2.
That's kind
of... I'm very intrigued by this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Interesting.
I've heard of the series for a long time and never played it.
I always heard of it.
And supposedly the TurboGrafx CD versions were the good... I can't talk right now. The good ones.
Okay. That's interesting.
And then also Samurai Showdown 2 for the Neo Geo.
And I'm just sick of all these Neo Geo fighting.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly that, again, is like one of the...
good ones?
Yes. There's something wrong with my...
What are you talking... You just sounded fine there.
My mouth, like, just gives up on me for some reason. It's when I talk too much without stopping.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah. Live Arcade was...
Wait, I want to say real quick. Sorry. That I think in PAL places, they got... Mario RPG, right?
Uh-huh.
I hope that's coming.
Yeah.
I want Mario RPG. I'll play through that again immediately.
XBLA, Castle Crashers, PlayStation Network, The Last Guy.
What is this? I heard some good things.
It's an overhead action zombie game where the levels are actually Google Maps images.
Interesting.
What I thought the game was going to do was that it could use randomly any Google Map.
You're not even saying anything wrong. You just go, all of a sudden you go,
well, that's what happens. I just, like, it just peters out on me.
Okay, so you're expecting it to use any random Google Map thing,
like,
and it has a set number. It has one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's like you could, like, do, like, Poland, Ohio is infested by zombies.
But
that would have been cool.
Well, yeah.
There's a demo. I downloaded it, but I haven't gotten to play it yet.
Okay.
Then a new Warhawk expansion called Falling Star. It adds jetpacks.
Oh, man. With six axis controls?
I can only hope. you can also download all three expansions for the price of two.
I liked Warhawk.
Yeah.
As far as Battlefield ripoffs go, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Game Tap. Grimm, the Girl Without Hands. I don't remember that fairy tale.
I have the complete collection. We can look it up if you want.
Oh, really? Cool.
I bought that in Germany.
Yeah.
By Germany, I mean in Epcot.
Nice. Also, Puzzle Quest is now on GameTap.
Oh.
Like the PC version.
Well, bet my $11 already.
Why don't you go ahead and do the real releases?
All right. Today, Mercenaries 2, well, yesterday, okay, look, August 31st, Mercenaries 2 World in Flames came out for 360.
What about the PS3?
Yeah, I think it came out PS3.
Yeah.
So, there's that. I know you showed some images that I'd like to rent it.
Yeah, me too.
Infinite Undiscovery by Square Enix comes out on September 2nd for 360. It looks like a sort of action RPG. There's been some reviews already kind of like gravitating in the 7, maybe 8
about what
area.
I figured.
Yeah, I think it was Valkyrie Profile people who made these games.
I thought it was Tri-Ace. Who are they?
I think they're
Star Ocean people, aren't they?
I think they're Valkyrie. I don't know. Vampire Reign, Altered Species for PS3, September 2nd.
This game was awful on the 360. I don't know why they bothered porting it.
GTR Revolution for the PC, September 2nd. Flat Out, Ultimate Carnage for the PC, September 2nd. Flat Out. Warhammer Battle March for 360, September 2nd.
It's console RTS, I believe. And I think they just wanted some Warhammer Online synergy.
Well, good luck with that. Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise for 360, September 7th. This is more of like a special edition.
No. It's more than that.
It's not okay. But
they've said I've heard it's warranted to purchase if you have the first.
But
one.
Isn't there an actual Viva Pinata 2 coming out?
No, they just people call it that. Also,
what,
I don't.
That?
Yeah. Okay. Also, I don't see it listed, but I believe Viva Pinata DS comes out the same day.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got Facebreaker for 360 September 5th.
And that was okay.
It seemed pretty shallow, the demo. I don't know. Pirates vs. Ninjas Dodgeball for the 360, September 3rd.
Everyone seems very high on this. I don't even know what it is.
Well, I think it's a silly idea.
It's a downloadable, I believe.
Right, yeah. Picto Image for DS, September 2nd.
I think it's like, what's the board game? Pictionary.
Okay. NFL Head Coach 09 for 360, September 3rd. And Combat Mission Shock Force Marines for the PC, December 1st. Well, I didn't know that.
It's an expansion pack for Combat Mission Shock Force.
Okie dokie. Rapala Fishing Frenzy for the PS3, September.
I bet that uses six axes.
Ford Racing Off-Road for the Wii, September 1st. One of those crappy Wii racing games, I'm sure. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare MAC.
No, it's for the Mac.
Oh, Mac.
That yeah. Like, yeah, it's because like all the consoles get their own little color on GameSpot, and it's almost the same color as Attack, so I can see your confusion.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
So it's coming out for Mac.
Cool.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, 411, it says Mark Somala. He's talking about the top 10 Sonic games. I will be sure to yell at him if I don't see Sonic. Number 10, we got Sonic Rush Adventure.
I haven't played that yet.
I didn't play it yet because Sonic Rush, I wasn't as high on as a lot of people. I thought it was one of those games where you push forward and hope you
jump. Yeah,
because
for all the people who say like that's what the old Sonics are, but they're really not. Right. That's what these are.
And then I saw like there's this sort of boat stuff, this kind of free world 3D stuff. It didn't look too high. Mm-hmm. Sorry about your 2. I think a fourth of that game was pretty good.
Yeah, he means Tails and Knuckles, stupid shitty adventure.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, not only did the Tails and like Robotnik stuff was like kind of. You know, it was like so mediocre, but it was also by far the longest levels.
Well, they had the same number of levels, but those levels just took longer.
Well, yeah, but they would take like 3 times as long.
Yeah.
Really, really long. All right, Dodge Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. It's basically Puyo Pop.
Yeah, but, you know.
You know, it's fine.
It had the Sat-Am characters, the weekday Sonic characters.
7th got Sonic Spinball. Yeah, you know, I love more down Sonic Spinball.
I like Sonic Spinball a lot.
6, Sonic the Hedgehog. Yes.
Still a really good game.
5 is Sonic and Knuckles. Maybe a little. What kind of. It's hard to rate that game on its own merits.
Yeah.
It's confusing when you don't put. Like I always say Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh, he says
Sonic
here.
3.
Be aware that add ons like Sonic 3 and Knuckles are not being considered on this list.
Okay. Well, that would be number 1 for me.
Yeah.
Sonic 3 and Knuckles. 4 is Sonic Adventure 1. Yeah, I like Sonic Adventure 1, especially when it came out.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Mm-hmm.
2 is Sonic CD.
Yeah.
And 1 is Sonic 2. You don't see too many people put Sonic 2 in the head of the list. I don't have any problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean,
All those Genesis games are really good.
So he has a screenshot from the supposed Sonic 2 HD Fandu thing. You were saying you thought it was just like a screenshot.
I thought some guy just made this one mock-up. You seem to think that somebody is making this.
It says there's a group of people out there dedicated to recreating Sonic 2 in total HD.
Well, I hope
they're even planning on releasing a tech demo next month.
Well, I'd like that.
Yes.
So, and he says down there, please pull us Mega Man 9 with Sonic, and yes, I think we both agree.
Yeah.
I think we already dedicated too much time on the woes of Sonic. I punched you over it today.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been there. So why don't we talk about some emails? These are more from last week because, you know,
we didn't do a show.
Right.
So David Redke sends a couple emails. First, he says, Heavy Rain, Origami Killer, your thoughts?
I have none.
I think he means Okami Killer. What's origami? Like folding paper?
Maybe
what do you mean, David?
That. Do you know?
I don't know. I think you mean okami. If not, I'm sorry. I don't know
I'm
what
sure
origami
he
is.
Means origami.
I mean, Heavy Rain.
I
from
don't
what
think about it. Maybe origami is a part of the game.
From what they've shown of it, it looks very much like the next Indigo Prophecy, just pretty looking, which I'm fine with. It's basically a lot of QTEs. I think QTEs, when they're done in a compelling setting, are like fine.
Okay. I agree.
Then he also, after my rant on how Madden doesn't actually teach you how to play football, sent me a very very well written document on basically the basics of football play calling.
Did you read it?
Yeah, it's actually been very helpful. So I'm actually going to post this on the site later. And I think he wrote it himself, like really? From scratch.
I hope it wasn't just for our benefit.
Yeah, like I really appreciate that, David. Like, well done. It's really good. So yeah, I'll be sure to post that so people can check that out. You should submit it to GameFAQs or something, actually. It might be a good fit there. Has.
Maybe he stole it from GameFAQs.
Yeah. And then here, I'll let you read this letter from Jake Arbogast.
Why do I have to read it?
Because I can't talk.
All right. Jake Arbogast, who's written to us before earlier, sends us this very nice, very flattering email. Mike and AJ. Hey, fellas. Jake again. It's been a while since I threw an email your way. I've been meaning to since you did the episode with the chat on Metal Gear Solid 4. That was a popular episode.
Mm-hmm.
We went into that extensive sort of end segment of Metal Gear Solid 4. Anyways, back to the email. I work a lot, though, so it's hard to find time. Got today off, though, so I'm done procrastinating. I sent up both emails, so there's no arguing over who I like more and choose the email over the other. That seems to be the popular choice these days.
Yeah.
A lot of emails sent to both of us.
I started feuding.
Yeah. I guess I'll start by saying I love the show. I hope this doesn't seem weird to you, but I feel like you're both my friends. Like, I'm sitting around a table chatting with you guys about gaming, except maybe I'm the quiet one in the room. I eagerly download each new episode every week.
I find that a high compliment.
It is a high compliment.
Because that's what I strive for. Because I feel like the best podcasts I listen to are the ones where I get that feeling.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad you feel that way.
I'm glad he... Yeah. Because usually I'm the quiet one. I try to turn it up a bit more for the show. You can vouch that I'm usually not quite this animated. Well, maybe to you, because you make me angry.
Sorry.
But, I don't know. It's just something about your face. It's just so dumb.
It'll prove when I go back to Pittsburgh for reals.
Yeah. I went, oh, that'd be great. Well, you did the podcast. I won't have to look at you.
Yeah.
My dreams are coming true. To maybe answer a question I heard discussed last episode, I did exactly what AJ talked about. I didn't buy Metal Gear Solid 4 by itself. I used my stimulus check the government set out at the time. Perhaps too convenient $600 to buy myself an 80 gig PS3 with Metal Gear Solid 4. I think it's a good choice. I have a feeling a lot of 20-something gamers like myself, too broke to outright buy an obnoxiously expensive system, spent those checks on the same thing. I'd have to say it's worth it. The system is an ungodly powerhouse of graphical ability. Metal Gear Solid 4, though it was worked on for something like 2 years, is the most beautiful game I've ever seen. The CG scenes flow in and out with the gameplay of no loss in look. In fact, one of my only critiques in the game is that the camo rating and some other on-screen text seems kind of small and hard to read in that weird orange color. Get used to it, and hell, maybe it's just my TV.
I wonder if you have an HD TV or an SD, because I've heard some people an SD. It's always harder with text.
Yeah, well, we were on that pretty big screen, so it wasn't a problem for us. I just finished my no kills, no alerts finished. Oh, I get myself in, but then nicely done. Now I have to decide if I can endure the frustration of going after the big boss emblem.
I guess
I would be impressed.
They're slowly releasing codes that unlock all this stuff too. If you don't want to bother.
Oh, that's not fun.
Just saying.
I mean, for God's sake, this poor guy had to go through the game with no alerts or kills to get these items.
We salute you.
Get kills. Yeah. A game I haven't heard you guys talk about is Devil May Cry 4. Been a fan of the series since 3. It's about the most fun action game I've ever played. Cool scenes, but that's not all. The combat system is insane. With Dante, you can switch fighting styles mid-combat from Weapon Master, beating the hell out of people, to Trickster, teleporting around DBZ style, among others. Handles well, but it's not too easy. If you practice and know what you're doing, you can be awesome as they look in the CG scenes. I hate games where you see the protagonist do really kick-ass stuff in the scenes, they get nerfed back to a simple attack system when the scene is over. We talked about it a little bit. We both played the demo. When the demo came out, we talked about it. And, I wasn't too compelled.
Japanese action games, I think, just aren't my thing. Like, this and Ninja Gaiden, no appeal.
Not
like,
as much.
God of War, I enjoy. I don't know what the difference is. I think, like, the Japanese, like, they seem to strive against this thing of, like, any enemy has the potential to kill you. Yeah, I don't know. I like kind of just mashing up guys.
I think I know
what
you
mean. Occasional enemy who's there to kill you. Because that's how it is in the movie. Like, you didn't really believe any of those goblins were going to kill Aragorn. When that troll came in, that was a bit scarier.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, Devil May Cry 4 has fans. I liked 3. That was the only other one I played. And again, it was really hard. But
did you play the reconfigured
edition? I played the special edition.
Yeah, because apparently that game was ungodly difficult.
Right. But I know what he means at the end, where he hates movies that show these cutscenes where you're doing all this awesome crap, and then you kind of play and you're just shooting at people.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I know exactly what he means.
See, I had that problem with, what was it recently? Oh, it was Phantasy Star Universe.
Oh, yeah.
That was a game where, like, I thought there were going to be, like, all these fights coming up and nothing ever happened. And I just sat there watching it.
He goes on, I heard you guys mention a Final Fantasy fighting game with Kefka in it. What the fuck? How did I miss hearing about this? More details. I demand more details. Signed, Jake.
We'll give you details.
That is Final Fantasy Dissidia.
Take it away, Mike.
Coming out for the PSP. Not really sure when, but yeah, it's going to be a fighting game. More of what I like to call the arena-style fighting game. So it's more like kind of Virtual On or the Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi series.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And the way it's going to work, it seems like each... A lot of the characters, like, each game from the series is going to have a representative from, like, the good side and the bad side. So, like, from Final Fantasy VI, you'll have Kefka, and I don't think they announced a good guy yet, but, like, from VII, you'll have Cloud and Sephiroth, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You can find the character list somewhere. I just saw a video of Tidus fighting Jekt, which was pretty interesting and kind of shows you off. That's on GameShowers.com right now, I think. So I would go on there and check out that video if you kind of want to see what the game sort of looks like in action. They have Zidane in there, Nine. It looks like it's going to be pretty... I hope it's going to be good. I hope it's not another Aaron Heights or whatever that was called. You know.
Oh, that fighting game they did.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
It was Einheim.
No, Einheimer was the side-scrolling shmup.
Yeah, that was cool, but it was something like that.
What was that called? It came with...
It was a German word.
It came with... The demo for it came with the ball number two or something.
Did it?
Yeah, remember that? I don't know.
But anyways, that's that.
And, yeah.
Was that the whole show?
That's the show.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I guess that's the whole thing. All right, well, I guess we did our job. I think next week you may not be home, and we will be doing things.
No, we're going to be in Cleveland next week.
Oh, we'll have to record a little earlier then.
Yeah, well, I'll probably come home Saturday night.
Next Sunday is a wrestling pay-per-view.
We're going to Cleveland for Unforgiven.
You're pretty excited. You may be filming a commercial there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have an audition tomorrow for a commercial for SmackDown vs. Raw.
Oh, nine. That'd be sweet.
That would be cool.
Oh, man. If you do it with, like, the wrestlers, that'd be awesome. I'm pretty proud. You were, like, kind of like, maybe I won't do it. I'm like, you better do it.
I'm mad at my agent right now.
Okay, we don't need your drama.
I know. I was going to say anything.
Please visit the Exploding Barrel podcast website at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And me at adjguy711@gmail.com.
Both of those email addresses are at the site if you don't want to remember them. So go to the site, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Hope everyone has a good week, and we'll see you next time.